You remember some of the names of employees that would have worked in your store, in particular downtown?
Herb Coulter was the gentleman that headed the women's division. Herb started with Dad at Bristow, and then he left to come over to go to TU. And then when Dad opened the store here, Herb came back. He was his right hand, and he was really involved in the men's division. Then at a point in time, the gentleman that was running the women's floor left. So Dad said, Herb, go up and look after that till I can find someone, and he never left. Of course, he went to the service, went into the war, and came back. He was in the PX service, but came back and ran the women's division until he passed away. He was like a second father to me. He was a great, great guy. And then Harold Castleman, the bald-headed gentleman, he and I were always together. The store was really kind of organized. It had four floors. First floor was men's furnishings, sportswear, and shoes. Second was men's clothing. Third was women's. And fourth was the boys' department and the office. There was a person in charge of each floor. You bought the merchandise and you hired the people. In other words, you had to buy it and you had to sell it. So the first floor, Harold Castleman was running that when I came back into business, and he and I worked together. Then Herb ran the third floor, and Jack Hensley ran the clothing department and the second floor, and then my brother-in-law, Bill Wright, ran the boys' department. And the advertising was on the fourth floor with that. So shortly after I came back, Castleman got pulled away to go to Kerr's in Oklahoma City, which was a department store. Better job. He left in 1957, I remember, because I came home from a JC convention. The family always got together on Sunday evening at the folks' house for dinner, just kind of a standing family deal. So we're having dinner, and Dad said, Castleman's leaving. Do you want a job? And I said, yes, I do. I guess that's when the fun began. You know, finally I had something to do. I had a responsibility. I took it. And it was mine. And I loved buying. I loved promoting. I loved hiring the people. I guess if anything I love to do more than anything else is motivate people. Success is not out there someplace. It's in your head. Mm-hmm. I always go back to one of the things I always loved to use. In the Olympics, there was a high jumper called Fosbury. And he did the Fosbury flip, which was the first backward kind of flip over the bar. But when he would start, he'd rock back and forth. Someone asked him what he was doing when he was doing that, and he said, I'm picturing myself going over the bar. So I used that thousands of times in promotional meetings. Picture yourself succeeding. Picture yourself making the sale. Most of us tend to do the other. Hope I don't mess this up.
Right.
So you've got to do that positive.
Remember some really outstanding salespeople you had that were really successful?
Oh, Noel Holmes. Noel Holmes had been in Tulsa. He had a business gone in the Dakotas, and he came back, and Coulter brought him to me, and he said, Harry, this is Noel Holmes, and you need to give him a job. He's good. It was Christmas time. I needed to have it. I said, fine. So Noel came in about Thanksgiving and led the floor through the holidays, even though he wasn't one of the regulars. And so then I said, what about clothing? You want to take a shot at clothing? He said, yeah, I'd like to do that. So we moved him up the second floor, and he again took off like a skyrocket. About in that time, the gentleman that was merchandising that passed away quite unexpectedly. I said to Noel, would you like to help me merchandise this? And he said, yeah. And so he and I worked together for, I guess, 10, 12 years, and it was great. My philosophy was I liked to surround myself with people that I felt good with, that I felt comfortable with. We were talking about Castleman, that guy that went to Kerr's. When we opened Utica in 61, I called Harold, and I said, we're getting ready to open a Suburban store, and I want you to run it. And he did. We opened that in 6 weeks after we got the lease. Oklahoma fixture, we were designing it during the day. They were building fixtures at night, installing them the next day. Castleman was putting the people together, and Coulter was putting the merchandise together. Less than 2 months, not much time, but we opened. Then we opened Southland. He opened that store, and then after that, he became the operational vice president. He and I were just like two brothers. He got a lot of things to get done, but he and I'd work till 6:37. We'd go home, get a bite of dinner, come back and work till 11, 12. It was work, but it
was fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you got to love what you do.